John Schetesky was laid to rest. He was 43. Now, that name sounds familiar to you. Then you spent a lot of years in the New York, New Jersey area watching the Jerry Lewis MDA telethon. John, along with his brother Josh, were fixtures of the local segments each year, sharing the story of their living with a neuromuscular disease. John would bear his soul, share his hopes, inspired everyone and anyone who heard his words to see their life as opportunity, not burdened. We lost Josh back in March. Now John is in heaven, reunited with his brother in God's paradise, where wheelchairs, respirators are needed. We mourn the loss of John's physical presence, but his spirit certainly remains with us, inspirational, motivating, always honest. That's who John Schetesky will always be in every way. Here's a talk I had with John here on Issues and Ideas as we all prepared for the 2009 MDA telethon. Well, later on tonight at 9 p.m., the 2009 Jerry Lewis Muscular Dystrophy Telethon will once again set out on its mission to obviously raise money, which very successful last year and hopefully more so this year they will do. It inspires, it educates you as well on the organization's work and the stories of the people that it helps and inspires. My guest is one of those people who has been a fixture of the New York portion of the telethon and in his own right an inspirational story. Here to share his story and talk about the importance of the cause is John Schetesky. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Great to have you on the show. We've always been, you know, playing buddies behind the scenes of the telethon. I was glad to bring you into the mix this year. And look at last year's number, John. For New York alone, $6,762,326. And when I saw that number, first thing I thought of, because we were going into last year's show and people were all worried about the economy and how people aren't going to give, and that just proves that some people just don't understand the dedication people have for MDA, that no matter how tough a time people are having, whether it's physically, whether it's financially, people always come through for the cause, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can even go back 4 years ago when Hurricane Katrina happened. Everyone was so concerned with what was going on in New Orleans, even from the telethon perspective, and we were still surprised when we ended that year. We still reached the goal that we had hoped to reach. And it just goes to show you that no matter what's going on in the world, no matter how bad things may be, economy-wise or within the weather or socially, people still make time to, you know, give that extra effort to give to a good cause like the Muscular Dystrophy Association that does so much for so many people.
And John is, as the phrase goes, one of Jerry's kids. You have spinal muscular atrophy. Talk about the importance that MDA has played in your life. So spinal muscular atrophy, by the way, you probably don't know, it's one of the many neuromuscular diseases that impacts very young. Many of them happen to newborns and through the first 6 to 12 months of age. So really, MDA has been a part of your life and your family's life for a long time.
Oh, absolutely. You mentioned my involvement with telethon. This is my 25th telethon this year, and MDA has just been there from the jump start in regards to medical attention. The clinics helped greatly as I was growing up. They were able to diagnose scoliosis, which is very common in those with spinal muscular atrophy. They were able to diagnose that at a very young age in me and was able to have me go for the necessary surgery so that I wouldn't end up crushing my lungs and end up needing assistance breathing as I got older, along with getting the wheelchair that I need to get around, which is no small price tag, I can tell you that one.
No.
Some of these chairs go for what you could buy a brand new car for. So when they tell you during the telethon that every dollar goes towards either a wheelchair or a clinic, or nowadays with the way the flu is going, a flu shot is the most important thing for someone with muscular dystrophy, considering that so many of the forms of muscular dystrophy result in a weak respiratory system. So any form of the flu can be fatal. So what you hear on the telethon every year, that's 100% the truth.
Now, when someone hears a individual has, you know, any affliction, in this case muscular dystrophy, the unfortunate assumption is that they shut themselves down, they don't have a life. And when it comes to all of the kids, including yourself, John, not having a life was just never an option with you, was it?
Oh, no, not at all. My parents brought myself and my brother up with the mentality of we're no different than anyone else. Yes, we may have physical limitations that several others don't have, but that doesn't mean that we can't go and be part of the world and do whatever it is we want to do. I like to look at it, and I tell every family that I've had the privilege to do a profile on the last couple of years, I've told them all, we're not individuals with muscular dystrophy. We're individuals that just happen to have muscular dystrophy.
And what John does, he mentioned some of the video work that he does. You've seen his profile pieces on the New York portion of the telethon. You're the co-founder of a group called Rock Against Dystrophy. And you're also in the world of rock and metal music with doing some promotions and albums. And are you a metalhead or you're a headbanger?
Well, I guess you could say both. You know, okay. Metalhead and headbanger kind of go hand in hand. And, you know, I decided to dip into the music world, being that the TV world has become so competitive now in regards to getting work for myself more than just the MDA telethon every year. I decided, you know what, why not try to be a doubleheader and dip myself into the music world with what I love so much, with rock and metal, and try to help the independent bands that really need that extra little push to be another voice for them to get it out there when rock and metal really isn't getting the due credit that it deserves nowadays. So I took a name that I used when I helped out my younger brother with his college radio show, which was Turbo, and that's kind of the name I go by. And surprisingly enough, more and more people are starting to know me by thanks to what I'm doing and trying to get the word out there as much as I can. And for those in the New York area that will see my profile for this year's telethon, one of the bands that I've been working with for the last couple of months actually allowed me to use a song of theirs for the video.
Very cool.
So you'll get to hear that in this year's video.
I was going through my videos and everything. I mean, I've seen you on the show with, well, obviously everyone from Tony Orlando to Benny King to him back when Sammy Davis Jr. hosted the local portion when him and Tony traded spots, basically. What's one of the most memorable moments that's for you from the last 25 years that really sticks with you and just really reinforced that, you know what, we're really getting it done here?
Wow. In all honesty, to pick, one moment in 25 years of doing that is so difficult to do. I've been, as you said, I've been lucky enough to work with so many people over the years on the telethon, from, as you say, from Tony Orlando to the late, great Sammy Davis Jr., who I have to say it was an honor that I was able to share the stage with such a great entertainer. To pick one moment that really stands out, would stand out and say what it is that makes the telethon what it is, it's hard to say. You know, the telethon is kind of its own animal, we call it, as far as on the production end, because it's so unique. It's very rare nowadays that you get so many people from so many different walks of life gathered together for 22 hours, determined to get that one extra dollar that could be the dollar that finds the cure. So really, to pinpoint one one moment in 25 years, it would be so hard because there have been so many great moments over the years. And at the same time, there have been so many, you know, unfortunate moments over the years for all the friends that I've lost along the way to muscular dystrophy.
No,
you got the good with the bad.